As it relates to rate, there's so many directions that you can go with a daf like this, but I think it's good to focus on the last part of the daf, one of the lighter portions of the daf, which really ties into some of the gemaras and some of the rate that we saw earlier this week. And that is, the Prima Gadim, in his Psicha Koileles to Yeridea, he clears the following question. He said, what would be if somebody would cook a half a zayas of basav v'chalav? Not a full zayas of basav v'chalav, a half a zayas of basav v'chalav. Would he violate the iser loisavashal gediba chalev imoy chatzi shir osam in atayra, or would he not? In other words, it's in the first Gemara we just learned it a minute ago, that there's a shir kezayas as it relates to the iser bishul of basar v'chalav. Machlokes Rav and Levi, whether you need a kezayas of basar and a kezayas of chalav, or whether a chatzi zayas basar and a chatzi zayas chalav are going to be mitzdarf. Pekuli al memoidi, that there's a shir, and the only time one would get malchus for violating the lav sheyesh by maisa of loisavash gedi b'chalev imoy would be if he went and he cooked the shir of Basna v'chalav. But we also know that this machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish in Yuma Daf Ayin Gimel, Yuma Daf Ayin Dalet, whether chatzi shir is asim in atayra or chatzi shir is mutam in atayra. And we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, the chatzi shir is asim in atayra, which means that all the shiurim that you find of kezayis, etc., it's only with regards to the punishment, with regards to the oinish, with regards to the malchus. But as it relates to the iser, chatzi shir is asim in atayra. If that's the case, clears the Prima Gadim, would there be chatzi shir asam in atayra with regards to the iser bishul of basav v'chalav, or would there not be chatzi shir asam in atayra with regards to the iser bishul of basav v'chalav? Now, at first glance, you would say, why not? If chatzi shir is asam in atayra, and this is a general rule that you find in Kol HaTayra Kula, so why would you think that the iser bishul basav v'chalav would be any different? Says the Prima Gadim, I'm going to tell you why. Because if you take a look at the sugya Mesechtes Yuma, the Gemara gives two reasons why Rabbi Yochanan holds chatzi shir is asam in atayra. The first is a pasuk. It says in the Torah, thou shalt not eat chalev. But doesn't just say, thou shalt not eat chalev. It says, thou shalt not eat all chalev. Kol chalev, the Torah says, you're not allowed to eat. That word kol is coming to be marba something. It's coming to be marba chatzi shir. But the Gemara gives another reason why chatzi shir is asam in HaTorah. A svara. The Gemara says that being that a half a shir is chazi le'itz tarufe, it's for that reason that chatzi shir is asr min atayr. Pasha, what does it mean? It's chazi litz tarufe. So we know that whenever the Torah says you're not allowed to eat shir, a kezayis of certain macholos asuros, it doesn't mean that you can't only eat it or can't only not eat it b'vas achas. But if you would eat a little bit of a shir and then toich kedei achilas pras, you would go ahead and you would eat another little bit of a shir, those two achilos within that short time frame would be mitzdarif. It's chazi litztarufe, and it's for that reason, here's the lumdus, even when I only eat half the share, even though I didn't eat the other half to be mitzdarif, talach is, it's already going to be awesome. In other words, the Gemara gave two reasons why chatzi share is awesome in HaTaira. Pasuk and a svara. The pasuk is, it says kol chelev, not just chelev, and the svara is that it's chazi litztarufe. Says the Prima Gadim, if that's the case, I think there's makim to say that as it relates to the iser bishul basav v'chalav, there would not be a problem of chatzi shir asam in atayra. Because being that one of the reasons that the Gemara gave, and both are needed, for chatzi shir asam in atayra is chazi litztarufe, in svara, if somebody would cook a chatzi shir a basav v'chalav, and then 5 minutes later he would cook another chatzi shir of a basav v'chalav, would they be mitztarif? Says Prima Gadim, why would they be mitztarif? When it comes to achila, there's a special hilchasa that says two achilas are mitztarif, bikdei achilas pras. But why in the world should a bishul that's not a bishul be mitztarif with another bishul that's not a bishul? Al zen nemar, zero plus zero is zero. Each one is a halba maisa, and how could two halba maisas make one complete maisa? And being that, says the Prima Gadim, in svar, you don't have chazi litz tarufe, so it could be you wouldn't have that locha of chatz and shir asam in atayra. Says the Prima Gadim, I'm not sure. What's the other tzad? The other tzad is when the Gemara says that chatz and shir is asam in atayra because it's chazi litz tarufe, maybe the Gemara doesn't mean because after I eat a half a shir, I always have the option of eating another half a shir, and then the two achilas will be igloy milsa that they were achilos of iser, and it's for that reason even that first half is already awesome. It could be the aside of Chazilitz Tarufa is that when I ate the half a shear, I could have eaten more at that time. Being that all I was chaser in was in the amount, I did everything I needed to do. It's just chaser shear. That shear I could have always added. I could have tacked on a little bit more. I could have taken another bite out of the sandwich or a bigger bite out of the sandwich. That what Chazilitz Tarufa means. Not that after I do the Chatzi Shir, I could do another half a shir. But what it means is that when I did the half a shir, I didn't have to do a half a shir. I could have done more. And maybe that's why Chatzi Shir is Asman Atar. If that's the case, by Bishop Basav Echalov, I didn't have to cook a half a shir. I could have cooked an entire shir. And being that had I cooked an entire shir, it would have been Asr. So maybe when I cook a Chatzi Shir, it's also going to be Asr. In other words, Pima Gadam is clarifying, what is the lumdus of Chazilitz Tarufa? Is the lumdus of Chazilitz Tarufa that after I eat the half a shir, I can eat another half a shir? Or is the lumdus of Chazilitz Tarufa that when I ate the half a shear, I could have eaten more? If it's after I eat, I could always eat another because it's going to be mitzdarav de achilas pras by Bishop Basav Echalov. You don't have a way to be mitzdarav of two half a bishels. If it's that I could have eaten more by Bishop Basav Echalov as well, I could have cooked more. And if that's the case, maybe I would have the halach of chatzis shear asam and atayra. This is the suffix hagadol of the Prima Gadim in his psicha koileles tiyaridea. The truth is, the Prima Gadim in another place clears this identical shaila. And this is in Yerideya Simen Samachay. This is in Hilchis Gidan Nosha. The Prima Gadim clears, if somebody would eat a chatzi shir of Gidan Nosha, would there be chatzi shir asam in Atayra, or would there not be chatzi shir asam in Atayra? Again, it's Pashi, you're not going to get Malkus. But would there be chatzi shir asam in Atayra, or would there not be chatzi shir asam in Atayra? What did it start him? Says the Prima Gadim Haflava fell. We learned the Gemara earlier this week, where the Gemara says that Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, what would be the halacha if somebody took Eiver Min Achai and he cracked it in half and he ate each half individually? Would we say that he would get Malkus now, assuming the two halves made a whole that's a shear? Or would we say that two achilos of pachas mikashir is not mitztarev by Eva Menachai? What's the shaila? So says Rashi in Chulin Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. It's because really this whole idea that two achilos could be mitztarev pekdei achilas pras is a very big chiddush. The fact that there's a concept of kizayis pedei achilas pras. If that's the case, it's makom to say that the only time you say the chiddush of kizayis pedei achilas pras is when it comes to a regular lav. But the lav of Eivim and Achai is a chiddush. Why is it a chiddush? Because the shear is not just the basar, it's basar gidim v'atzamas. Being that it's a chiddush, ein lo chabai elo chidushai, and maybe there's no halacha kizayis pedei achilas pras, and that was Rish Lakish Shaila to Rabbi Yochanan. If somebody would eat Eivim and Achai, but he did it in two achilos, where it was mitztarif pedei achilas pras, do you say you have the regular halach of kizayis pedei achilas pras, or do you say it's a chiddush? Eivim and Achai is a very mechudush diga parsha. The ein lachabay elo chiddush. What Rabbi Yochanan say? Potter. If somebody would eat two half a shiurim of Eivim and Achai, they would not be mitzdarif. Why wouldn't they be mitzdarif? Again, because it's a chiddush. Ein lachabay elo chiddush. There's no halach kizayis pedei achilas pras. Says the Prima Gadim. This is in Hilchas Gid Anosh and Simon Samachay. That's pashit. That just like Eivim and Achai is a chiddush, Gid Anosh is also a chiddush. It's the biggest chiddush in the world. Because it's an Eitz Ba'alma, the Gemara says. And afilu hachi, you find that it's asr. If that's the case, Dr. Prima Gadim, it's pasha to me in math, that just like Rabbi Yochanan said in Chulin Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, chilkoi mi bachutz by Eivim and Achai, and he ate them in two shots, it wouldn't be mitzdarif. When it comes to Gidan Nasha, it's going to be the same halach. If that's the case, says the Prima Gadim, here's my suffix. Is there chatzi shir by Gid Anosha or not? It's totally in how you understand the svar of the Gemara, Yuma Dafayin Dalin Amar Aleph of Chazilitz Tarufe. If Chazilitz Tarufe means that after I eat a half a shir, I could always eat another half a shir, and it's going to be mitzdarif. Well, when it comes to Gid Anosha, it can't be mitzdarif. Why not? Because that's Rabbi Yochanan's member by Eivim and Achai. And what Rabbi Yochanan said by Eivim and Achai, Zok the Prima Gadim is pasha to me, would apply to Gid Anosha as well. So if the two achilos can't be mitzdar if you don't have the svar of Chazilitz Tarufa. But if Chazilitz Tarufa doesn't mean that after I eat a half a shear, I could always be mitzdar if it would another half a shear. Chazilitz Tarufa means that I could have l'chatchila eaten more. If Chazilitz Tarufa means that l'chatchila I could have eaten more, well, if that's the case, when it comes to Gidanosh, I also l'chatchila could have eaten more. By Eivim and Achai, also l'chatchila you could always have eaten more. And if that's what Chatzishir Chazilitz Tarufa means, then Chatzi Shir would be Asim and Atayra. In other words, the Prima Gadim Shaila in the Psicha Koilelis Tiyaradeya, whether this Chatzi Shir Asim and Atayra, when it comes to Bishul Basa V'Chalav is the same exact Shaila as the Prima Gadim Shaila in Yerudea Simen Samachay, whether this Chatzi Shir Asim and HaTorah as it relates to the Isra Achila of Gid Anasha. It all boils down how you understand the Gemara in Mesechtes Yuma Daf Ein Dalar Man Aleph, where the Gemara explains the Sfar of Shittas Rabbi Yochanan Chatzi Shir Asim and HaTorah is because it's Chazik Litztarufe. If Chazik Litztarufe means that after I ate my half a shir, I could eat another half a shir, which would retroactively mean that what I ate now was really a Maisa Isser, and that's why I view it today, even without eating the other half a shir, as if it's Asser. Well, if that's the case, I don't think that's true, says the Prima Gadim by Bishul Basa V'Cholov, and I don't think that's true when it comes to Achilas Gid Anasha. If Chazik Litztarufe means, not after I eat a half a shir, I could eat another half a shir, but I could have eaten a full share when I only ate the half a share. Well, that's true for Bishul Basa V'Cholov as well. You could have cooked the full share. And that's true for Gid Anasha. You could have eaten the entire share. And if that's the case, you would have Chatzin Shir Asa Min HaTorah by Bishul Basa V'Cholov. And you would have Chatzin Shir Asa Min HaTorah when it comes to the Isser of Gid Anasha. The Mechas Chinuch in Mitzvah Gimel, by the lav of Gid Anasha, so he brings the second Prima Gadim that we mentioned, the Prima Gadim Simen Samachay, and he says that even though the Prima Gadim had a suffix, had to learn this Gemara, but the Shagas Aryeh, a contemporary of the Prima Gadim, another one of the great 18th century Gaonim, he, in Simen Pei Aleph, took on one tzad very, very clearly. The Shagas Aryeh declares whether this Chatzi Shir Asim An HaTorah by the lav of Bal Yeiro Bal Yimotze. This is like a classic Shabbos HaGadol halachic portion of Drasha. Dvarim Atikin. But the Shagas Aryeh in Simen Pei Aleph, he declares whether this Chatzi Shir Asim An HaTorah when it comes to the lav of Bal Yeiro Bal Yimotze or not. Zok the Shagas Aryeh, it's Pasha to me, no. He says, you know why? Because why did Rabbi Yochanan say Chatzi Shir Asim An HaTorah? Because it's Chazik Litztarufe. What does Chazik Litztarufe mean? That if I have a half, and then I mitztaruf, I tack on another half, b'kdes chilas pras, they're going to be mitztaruf. Says the Shagas Aryeh, if somebody would have a half a shear of chametz in his house, he would get rid of it. And then afterwards, he would have another half. And they both happened within a certain time frame. Would they be mitztaruf? No way. It's 0 + 0 = 0. The only time you find tziruf is when it comes to achila. It's in this chiddush of gezayis play achilas pras. But by the lav of Rabbi Yimotze, you're not going to have it. So zok the Shagas Aryeh, it's pasha to me that by Rabbi Yimotze, there's no chatzi shir. Zok the Michas Chinuch, it was so pasha to the Shagas Aryeh, it's totally how you learn the Gemara in the Fayin Dalet. It's totally the Prima Gadim's Chakira. In other words, Bishloima and Chinami, if you learn Chazik Litztarufe, means that after I do a half a shir, I could be Mitztarif another half a shir, then I agree. But if Chazik Litztarufe means not that now I could be Mitztarif, but I could have been Mitztarif, I could have done more Lechatchilo. So by Rabbi Yimotze, I also could have done more Lechatchilo. The Teretz is the Shagasayir Nemdan for Adav Pashat. What does the Gemara mean when it says Chazik Litztarufe? That after I do half, I could always add on another half. Well, if that's the case, you see the Mashan is stopping. HaPrima Gadim in his Psicha Koileles and in Simen Samachay was Pshitole LaShagas Aryeh in Simen Pei Aleph. This is the Ha'ara of the Minchas Chinuch. That means there's another Tzushtal to this. And that is, okay, this is all raid we've spoken about over the years. And that is the Rambam in Hilchas Chametzu Matzah, Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, says Ha'oichol min HaChametz Atzmoy BePesach Kolshu. If somebody eats a Kolshu of chametz on Pesach, hareza asim in haTorah, shenemar, it says lo yoichel chametz. Same Torah, thou shalt not eat chametz. Somebody eats a kolshu, he's over in Isadei writes of af al pisha inu chayiv koris oy carbon el al kajir shu kazayis. Even though you're not going to be punished, there's no koris, there's no carbon, unless you eat a kazayis. But at the same time, it's aser, and you're going to be makanois and makas mardus, you're going to get makas mardus. The Rambam brings a pasuk, a special pasuk to teach us that if somebody would go and somebody would eat Pachis mikazayas of chametz on Pesach, he would get malchus. No, the Torah says you can't eat chametz on Pesach. You don't need a special pasuk for that. The Torah says it a bunch of times. But there's a shear. The shear is a kazayas. As the Rambam, what if you eat less than a kazayas? Eat a kolshu. It's also awesome in HaTorah. Because it says, lo yoichol chametz. Freik de kesef mishnah. I quote, kashali, lomali kra b'chametz b'pesach, ha b'choli surim sheb'Torah, kaim alon chatzi shear awesome in HaTorah. In Kol HaTorah Kula Chatzi Shir is Asim in HaTorah. And if that's the case, why do I need a special pasuk by Chametz? V'tzorichin, says the Kesbish. I have no Havana. I can't for the life of me understand Pashup Zhan in this Rambam. The Rambam needed to pull out a Pasuk to teach me that if somebody eats Pachas Mikashir of Chametz on Pesach, it's Aser. Of course it's Aser. We pass like Rabbi Yochanan and Chatzis Shir Aser Menater. Now let's explain the Kach a little better. Bishleim of the halacha would be you get Malkus. There's a real Oynish. Oh, that's a Chiddish. Because Chatzis Shir Aser Menater, but there's no Oynish. But the Rambam says clearly, V'afal Pishen Echayv Korus like Korban. El Al Kijesh Ugazayas. V'ayichal Pachas Mikazayas. Mez Makanay say only Makas Marit. See, anyways, not being punished, really. So if you're not being punished anyways, it's a regular answer. Regular answer. Chatzis Shir Aser Menater. Why do I need a separate Pasuk for Tzorichin? The Noida Yehuda in a tshuva, and Rab Kiva Eger in a tshuva, shneim nischavnu l'davar echad. They both said, I'm going to tell you maybe why the Rambam needed a pasuk. What would be if somebody would eat a half a zayas of chametz, achrin shal Pesach, mamish by shkiyas hacham? So this guy made it through the whole Pesach, but he couldn't control himself. At the last second, at mamish, as the curtain is, at the last second, he says, you know something? I'm going to chop right. Let me quickly chop. And he goes ahead and he eats a half a shear. Would he be over for chatzi shear asam or would he not be over for chatzi shear asam anateira? Zoktenoi, the Behudan Reb Kiva Eger, he wouldn't be over for chatzi shear asam anateira. You know why? Because why is chatzi shear asam anateira? Because it's chazil, it's tarufe. That's why. It's asam anateira because it's chazil, it's tarufe. I could always eat another half a shear. This guy can't eat another half a shear. You know why? Because too late. Because the minute you're ready to have another shear, it's hattik, eat pizza ready, it's matzah yontif. At that point, it's going to be mutter. So you don't have the svar of chazil et starufe. Zok the Rambam, even that guy is going to be over an issur. You know what? Because it says in Torah Le'echo Chametz. And there's a new issur for someone that needs a pachas mikashir, even though you don't have the svar of chazil et starufe. But what do you see from the night to be Yehuda for Rab Kiva Eger? They named on like the Shagas Aryeh. They both named on the chatzi shir asam and ater chazil et starufe means bepoil it has to be chazil et starufe. Not I could have eaten more during the time that I had, because if that was the case, every time that you eat, even at the last second before Yontem, I could have just taken a bigger bite. I could have just taken a little bit more. The teretz is because then neming on chazil tzarufi means I need to physically be mitzarf, and I have no time to go ahead and be mitzarf. In other words, what the Prima Gadim was mesupik about with regards to bishul bas v'chalav, and with regards to Achilas Gid Anasha, we have from the Shagasai regarding the Lavza by Rabbi Matze, and from the Yehuda Reb Kiva Eger with regards to the Isser Achilas Chametz, we're jumping all over the place. They're a real smorgasbord of Machalas Asuras. But this is like a real smorgasbord, right? So you have over here, Luchura, this Graysa Graysa Chakira. Prima Gadim was Mesupik, how to learn the Gemara in Yuma Dafayin Dalar Madav. What is the Svar of Chazil Tzarufi? Is it that after I ate a half a shir, I could have eaten another half a shir? Or when I ate the half, I could have technically gone ahead and ate more? Prima Gadim wasn't sure. And that's why you had a suffix, whether you say chatz and shir asam and atayra as it relates to bishul basav v'chalav, and whether you say chatz and shir asam and atayra with regards to the isra achil of gidanasha. The shagasariya held for a davar pasha chatz and shirufi means you have to be mitzdarif. And he said, that's why there's no isra chatz and shir when it comes to bayra by yamatze. And the Yudra Kivegan nemdan on as well, and they were miyashiv the tzarech in of the kesef mishnah in the Ram Hilchas Chametz Matzah Perak Alva Lach Hazayin. That's why the Ram need a special pasuk to tell me that there's isra chatz and shir when it comes to Chametz Pesach. I tape it's chatz and shir asam and atayra. The teretz is a chapen afkamin if you did it at the last second of Achrin Shal Pesach, but I just want to end with one last ta'ara, a beautiful maramak, in based medrash beloy chiddush, and that is the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Geneva. It's the first halach in Hilchas Geneva, Perak Aleph Halach Aleph. Kol agoynev mamoin mishava pruta umayla over aloy sasei shenemar loy signoivu. If somebody goes ahead and he steals a shava pruta or more, he's over the lav of loisig naivu. Stating that, asr lignoiv kol shu dintar. Even though that's true, but you're not allowed to steal even a kol shu midday rice. So the Rambam Shita, Perak Alpha Locha Beis Hilchas Geneva is that when it comes to Geneva, you can't steal from somebody even a kol shu. In Hilchas Gzeila Vaveda, the Rambam says, also in Perak Aleph Halacha Beis, va'asa ligzal kol shu dintayr. Even though the pasuk's talking about a shavapruta, va'asa ligzal kol shu dintayr. The Rambam in Perak Aleph Halacha Beis in Hilchas Geneva and Perak Aleph Halacha Beis in Hilchas Gizela says the same exact halacha. Asa lignav kol shu dintayr, that's in Hilchas Geneva, va'asa ligzal kol shu dintayr, that's in Hilchas Gizela. If you take a look at the Rambam, in the beginning of, if you take a look at the Magen Mishnah, On that Rambam in Hilchas Geneva, the Magen Mishnah says, quote, Asra lignoy v'chulu. It's referring to Asra lignoy kolshu d'entire. Mefurish perik arba mislis daf nun zayin amad aleph. It's mefurish in the Gemara in Sanhedrin 57a. V'din pachas mishava pruta b'mamayin k'din chatzi shebi isurim. And by the way, this whole idea that you'd be chayev for a pachas mikashir, oh, it's like chatzi shir asam an atayra. The Rambam shita is like Rabbi Yochanan, chatzi shir asam an atayra. It's true for macholis asurais. Right, we discussed it in the context of so many lavin. There's no reason that it shouldn't be true with regards to Geneva as well. In Hilchas Gzeila Vaveda, V'asal Ligzal Kol Shu Din Torah, says the Magid Mishnah, Zem Mizbarer B'sugya Da Arba Misois. 57a. You hear the dick? Do this one more time. Hilchas Geneva. V'asal Lignai V'chula Mefurish Perek Arba Misois. 57a. V'din Pachis Mishav Pruta B'mami K'din Chatzi Sheb Yisur. Hilchas Gzeila. V'asal Ligzal Kol Shu Din Torah, Zem Mizbarer B'sugya Da Arba Misois. 57a. Leaves out the second part. The Rambam in Hilchas Geneva says that V'din Pachas Mishav Pruta B'mamin is K'din Chatzi Sheb Yisurim. But in Hilchas Gzeila V'Aveda, the Rambam doesn't say that. He just brings the Gemara in Sanhedrin, same Gemara he brings in both places. Here he's Mazberit, Al Tzchatzi Sheb Yisurim and Atayra. And over there in Hilchas Gzeila V'Aveda, he's not Mazberit, Al Tzchatzi Sheb Yisurim and Atayra. So I saw Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank in his Svarim. He's Matmiya on this beautiful subtle deer. Such a subtle dick. But why did the Rambam invoke the sugya of Chatzi Sher Asam and Atayr in Hilchas Geneva, but he didn't invoke the sugya of Chatzi Sher Asam and Atayr in Hilchas Gzeila V'Aveda? These are identical halachas. The Rambam made a beeline to the same Gemara, Sanhedrin and Zayin, but here he added the one line, a sefer. Oh, it's Chatzi Sher Asam and Atayr. Pachs, Shavu Prut is like Pachs Mikazayas. And in Hilchas Gzeila V'Aveda, the Rambam did not add that line. Says Rav Hirsch Pesach, Odover Nifla. He says, why is it that Chatzi Shira is awesome in Atayra? So he brings from the G'dayli Achroinim, and our list is the Shagas Aryeh and the Noidib Yehuda and Rab Kiva Eger, that it's based on the fact that Chazilitz Tarufe, meaning after you do the half the shir, you could always go ahead and do another half the shir. He says, I want to ask you a question. If somebody would steal from somebody Pachas Mishava Pruta, and then he would go and he would steal from that person another Pachas Mishava Pruta, would the two pachas mishava prutas be mitzdarif, or would they not be mitzdarif? Says Reb Tzvi Pesach, here's my muscharishan. My muscharishan is they won't be mitzdarif. You know why? Because the Gemara says in that very same sugya, Sanhedrin Daf Nun Zayin, and says it elsewhere as well, that a person, a yid, is moichel if somebody takes from him pachas mishava pruta. And being that a yid is moichel, so there's mechila. It's yours. You don't have to give it to me anymore. So once I'm moichel you, you don't owe it to me. I later you stole another half. Whatever. That's another half that I'm moichel. Maybe at some point I'll stop being moichel. But once I'm moichel. Right? If you chip away, then at some point I'll get the memo. But the bottom line is, until you chop, this person is moichel. If there's mechila, it doesn't pass chazilitz tarufe. Zok Reb Tzvi Pesach. What's the difference between a ganav and a gazlan? Right, we know the gazlan doesn't pay kefil, the ganav pays kefil. What's the difference? The gazlan looks you between the eyes, vayigzal achonis miyad amitzri, and he takes it. The ganav goes in a cunning way, he goes in a discreet way. When someone is a gazlan, you know he's a gazlan. When someone is a ganav, you don't necessarily know that he's a ganav. Zok Reb Tzvi Pesach, in Hilchis Gzela, in Hilchis Gezela, the Rambam says you're not allowed to steal pachas mishava pruta. He knew it from a Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. Says the Rambam, I'm wondering, you think this has something to do with Chatzi Shir Asam and Atayra? Can't be. You know why? Because the guy knows you stole, and we have an implied umdina that he was Michael. Once he's Michael, it's not Chazil, it's Tarufe if he would steal another half a shir. As a result, this can have nothing to do with Chatzi Shir. Anything to do with Chatzi Shir Asam and Atayra. And it's for that reason, it's Pashit. This must be just a separate halach. But in Hilchis Geneva, where the Nignav doesn't know that it was taken away from him, he doesn't know to be Michael. He doesn't know to be Michael. Ah, if he would know about it, he would be Michael. What's the answer to that? We passing like Abaya, Yish Le Midas Le Havi Yish, not for now, right? But that's Shitas Abaya, Yish Le Midas Le. I think we touched on enough big sugis in this rabbi. Yish Le Midas Le Havi Yish, Yal Kagam. But here's the point. Being that Bike Navy doesn't know about it, see, he doesn't know to be Michael. If he doesn't know to be Michael, it's Chazilitz Tarufe. If it's Chazilitz Tarufe, Gival, Vadin Pachas, Mishavar Putta Bimam, Kidin Chazishim, Yisurim, it's gonna work with Chazishir. Al Koponim, Zog, Rapsi Pesach, could be. That's this pshat in this such subtle dig in the Magen Mishnah. You know what the Magen Mishnah is being megalutas? Talk about teaching us a yisoid gadol in such a subtle way. In Hilchas Gzeila Aveda, where there's a mechila, there's no chazilitz tarufe. If there's no chazilitz tarufe, there can't be chatzishir. In Hilchas Geneva, he doesn't know about it. He doesn't know to be meichel. He doesn't know to be meichel. It is chazilitz tarufe. If it's chazilitz tarufe, it's over there, you're going to have chatzishir. But this, says Rav Tzvi Pesach, is only true if you learn, like, the Shagasarye, you learn like the Noi de Behuda, you learn like Rabbi Kiva Eger, that the way Chazilitz Tarufe works is that it physically requires you to be able to do another act for it to be Mitzdarf. But if the way Chazilitz Tarufe works is I could have Lechatchil, so by Gneve Gzeil, I could have stolen enough where there wouldn't be a Shir Mechilo, and Avad you would have Chatzin Shir Asim and Atayra. But the Magen Mishnah, Zok Rabbi Tzvi Pesach, held like the Shagasarye. He held like the Noi de Behuda, he held like Reb Kiva Eger, that Chazil Tzarufi means that it physically has to be Chazil Tzarufi. And if that's the case, that's the diuk, why in Hilchas Geneva, the Rambam, or the Magen Mishnah, invoked Chatzishir Asim HaTorah, and in Hilchas Gzeila, he did not invoke Chatzishir Asim HaTorah. Just to really come full circle, and that is that we said that the Noi de Behuda, Reb Kiva Eger, they said their Yisoy to answer who's Kasha? The Kesef Mishnah's Kasha. Why did the Rambam need a pasuk to teach me? Chatzishir b'chametz is asim midei raiso. Typically, chatzishir asim natorah. And the Kesef Mishnah bleibt tzarichin. What would be a geshmak of pshat in why the Kesef Mishnah wouldn't have answered the Kasha the way Reb Kiva Eger and the Noi de Behuda answered? It's because maybe the Kesef Mishnah held that the way Chatzishir Asim HaTorah works is not that I could be mitzdarif it later. It's that I could have done more. So what was the teretz? Teretz was that what would be a case where I eat it mamish by shkia where there's no time anymore for it to be mitzdarif? That's all true if I needed pepoyel to be mitzdarif. But if Chazit Tzaruvi just means I could have earlier made kar, I could have had more, then that svar is not going to be a svar. In other words, the Kesef Mishnah, maybe, Kesef Mishnah is a raya from the fact that he bleib tzarechin. He didn't say what the Noi de Behuda said, that he must have held like the other tzad. The tzad, the Chazal Tzarufi, doesn't mean that I bepoyel could be mitzdarif. But Chazal Tzarufi means that I could have done more. All I was missing was in shir. If that's the case, it's really a machloikis between the Kesef Mishnah and the Magid Mishnah. From Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank's diyukim in the Magid Mishnah, the beginning of Hilchas Geneva and Hilchas Gezela, you see that he held like the Shagas Aryeh, and you see he held like the Noi de Behuda and Rav Kiva Eger, that Chazik Letztarufe means that after I do a half a shir, I have to be able to do another half for it to go and be mitzdarif, and that's this diyuk. That's true by Geneva, it's not true by Gezela, because by Gezela there's always going to be a mechila. Whereas the Kesef Mishnah, from the fact that he bleib tzarechin on the Rambam, and he didn't answer like the Gedolei Achrayim answered, because he held Chazik Letztarufe, it doesn't require me to be able to be mitzdarf. The fact that all I'm lacking is shir, that enough is going to be aser. In other words, the prima godim suffix of exactly how chatzishir asam and atayr works. His shaila, whether it's chatzishir by Bishul Basav Chalav, whether there's chatzishir with regards to achilas kidanasha, his suffix in the Gemara Chazik Letztarufe could be really as machloikis between the Magid Mishnah and the Kesef Mishnah. The bottom line is, again, this very Yisodi Chakira in terms of how to understand Rabbi Yochanan in Yuma Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. We discussed it in the context of Bishul Basav Chalav, Achivas Gid Hanasha, Bal Yeroi Bal Yematze, Chometz Pachas Mikashir, Geneva Pachas Mishava Pruta, Gzela Pachas Mishava Pruta. At first glance, this would seem to be a huge Chakira, a huge Machloikis, Ach Roinim, and we will stop here.